by Sifta Zayin. We have this beam over here that you want to hang up your shirt on top of. So the stand in the corner is Muksamach Maskufa, is like a rock. And therefore, if you want to take your shirt off, you cannot remove the beam from the shirt. You have to take the shirt away from the beam. However, let's say it's a case that's kani made to a kli. A gam the kli is a kli shumach l'iser. Och is, since you need to talk mekoimai, therefore a person can remove the beam from the shirt. Now the Magavram and Mishmur does have a question over here, that since a person put on ba'id yoyim, nichol get of yichol, the lachan serf chaf over here, and therefore why is not nichol and then get of kli, once from yachidit? So he says, the lachan serf chaf, serf chaf alef, depends on the derech and not the derech. And since this is not the derech, therefore the lachan be, it's not nichol to get of a kli, it looks like meskufoi. They point out in the get to our konim, basically the get to all our laundry clips, the most will be is a kli shumach l'iser. If you want, take it off and take your shirt away. In the clip, the locha is the mice will be mutter. Now, it says the Mishavua, there's daf in the situation where their clothing ready was dry, that to a certain level. Let's say it's Tvayach Amnas Latviach. Therefore, Ben Ashmoshes, the shirt was mukst over here. Therefore, Migid is Katsoy Ben Ashmoshes, it's Katsoy Lukuli Yoimai. Now, what does that mean practically? Again, to when people have their clothing outside on the porch or where they have inside a dryer, that the dry is going ben ashmoshes, for the reason the dry is very quiet, it cannot be heard outside the room. There's no bayah b'ashmosh girl. Then it finishes on Shabbos, can you open up and take out your clothing? To be a sugar called garmu b'nei adam. The things that naturally will be, 100% will be dried on Shabbos. But Hashem will get back to that sugya, see how to apply it practically over here. Now, this halacha comes out, the person cannot be metaltal, the kono, in a case over here where it's a rock, only when it's a klish and lach lisser. Now, come on, the Mishmur says we have a question over here. What's the difference in that lochan sif you dalad by the case of the minol, with the case in the, over here by the case of the cholok over here? But there it says it's a klish and lach lisser, you'll not move it. Otherwise, if it's muktzah lach l'skufa, you cannot move it. Masha, again, the case over here by the case of the kono, says the metzias is different. By the case of the kono, it's physically possible to move the shirt without moving the kono. Echnami, the kono is not being moved, the kiyuzah. Masha Inkin, the situation over here, the gate to the minnow, it's not physically possible to take away the shoe from the shoehorn without moving the shoehorn. Therefore, they have two different halachas over here, and over there, only by Klish Shumlach L'Isser there's a heter. Masha Inkin, over here, by Muxamach Maskufay, you'll also have a heter because you're not moving the Muxamach Maskufay. Now, come on, a second halach over here in Sifta Zayin, you have to know why it's brought down over here. The sugya of having a kiro or having a bench over here that lost one or two of its legs. The makor of this is the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamaches. The Gemara brings down a brisa when you have a case of an oven that lost two of its legs. It's muktzah over here, it's osur metaltal. Masha Enkein, who came along Rav and says even one of the legs is osur, Gzer Shemi Yitoka. Building upon this, come along the Chumash Hadesh and Shuvo, you discuss what happens when you have a bench. You lost one of its legs. Maybe it's better. You can take the bench, move it, and put it on top of another bench, and sit on top of the other bench. Therefore, it will not be muktzah. Maybe no, it'll still be a problem. Then the day he says, "Machmatav lebracha v'roy lahachmer," and the halacha of a safsal has the same halacha like the case of a kiro. Building upon this, coming the mechaber, he brings down the halacha of the case of a kiro lost one of its legs. Coming the mon brings down the halacha of a safsal bench that lost one of its legs. The halacha is not metaltal. You have a chashash over here of shemi yitaka. Now there was a once was with the rav. His wife was walking with a stroller. One of the legs fell off. A stroller should not be like the case of a kiro and a safsal. So the Rav said, what's the big deal? Three legs, put on the side, and take it home. So the Chor, I point out to him, it's before Shalach, that says, Pashas, it's ulcer. I asked him, Maisa, are you able to put the leg back on? Is it physically possible to put it back on? So he said, yeah, you can connect it after Shabbos. And then, surely it's ulcer. So you want to know, what's the Eitzel? So I told him, kick away and lose the leg. We'll get to one of the Eitzels over here. He didn't want to do that, because then you have a broken stroller that you can't fix. Pasha, so a stroll on Shabbos that happens, that lost one of its legs, broke, fell off. The loch is mamish, it's muksa, you cannot be metaltal. Now, the reason why, if you put it inside this leg, your bayah mitzal sugya of a bain over here. Now, what's the bayah of Shem Yitoko? Again, the Mishmur brings down two different reasons. Kedarkoi, either you have the reason mitzal makar patish, the times for the Rashishito, or if you have a bayah, according to Magarum, Rambam, and Iran, as baino, mitzal doing a maisa of uman over here. When you put one leg inside, Koshkein, bring two legs, surely everybody up inside Boyna and Makar Patish. Now this halacha says Mishmuz Osir to metatul, put inside, connect, have to sit upon it, might say not moving it, but just being sitting upon it to use it, there is no Isser. That means you might think to be an Isser to use it al Shem Yitaka. Sitting upon the Maisa is no Baya Misam Muksa, and no Chashash Shem Yitaka over here. Now this Isser is saying Osir to metatul, meaning you can't metatul put the leg to, inside, even though you're not going to do an act of Tekiyah, Chashash of Tekiyah over here. Stam to metatul also says the Mishmuz, also that's also over here. But let's say you have a case of Chashash, that this thing is on three legs and the fool and injured, the tanner is going to fall and hurt people. The lochan sivav, the lochan siv yidches, said the sugim hezek, the mice you have a right to move it. Says the Mishabro, once you have a right to move it, put it wherever you want. That means back there on Siv Gimel, we have a klish shumach to issa, a hammer, and put it wherever you want. Here also, we have the sugim over here of holding something that is Shem Yitaka. Once you have a right to move it, you can put it wherever you want. He does end off, however, be careful not to metatul b'shivasai. Don't sit upon it. Now these are two questions over here, they point out. Really a little bit of a stira. Is the idea of Shem Yitaka a sugya of Baino or sugya of Muktzah? Meaning, what club does it have? The Mishmur says, once you're moving Mitzana Hezek, put it wherever you want. What happened to Shem Yitaka? Sounds like the sugya is Muktzah. Once you head to a Muktzah, put it wherever you want. Yet he goes on further and says, make sure not to be metaltal. Bishivasa, when you sit upon it, that's Tiltu Begufay. What's the big deal? Tiltu Begufay Muktzah is Mutter. You have a Bayam, it says Shem Yitaka. That means one line after another seem to be a little bit of a stira under what category, what halakha, the parameters that we're giving it over here. So someone say not to metal to be yeshiva, says Binyam and Zilba, it means not to metal to be dying when you sit upon it with your hands. Tildova says that's not pshat. Shiva means when you sit upon it, that's Tiltu Begufay over here. The Nafkamina could be under what sugi to put under. Is that, again, the guy's holding a stroller, one leg falls off. Well, he should tell his wife, if not to leave go, keep going. But Mishmur is very clear, you have a right to take it wherever you want. Once you leave go, my sister, keep moving it, you can't move it anymore. One time I had mentioned a couple already, is that I was making Kiddush, my house, and one of the legs of the table literally fell off. And I chapped it, I was holding it. I'm old Kiddush, holding the table right now. And this one leg fell off. What do you do? Why hold me? I make Kiddush. I don't make Kiddush. And the leg. I put it down and it helped. It started tilting and I grabbed it. Now what? Now you have a couple of questions. Was I letting him catch it? Let it fall. Let everything on the table fall down. Big deal. Has Mazik me. The only one's falling was on me. Not even on the side. I can step back. No, there won't be any Hezek to me. I was on the side falling down upon me. So it wasn't inside Hezek. So I'm not sure if I was letting him catch it. What's the heter? I know, but who said we have a heter has except by the case of the minnow? Other places we'll see across the loch, we see no heter. It's a massive chiddush by the case of the minnow. And the Rishonim asked this question. Chiddush also. Now, it's in my hand. Can I put it wherever I want? If you take a klishim lakhl isser, bit isser in your hand, now put whatever you want, that's machlokes magavam versus the gain. This is not even klisha maklisa. This really looks like a school for me. I'm sure what is. Is that chay mechuyu? The bad after leave go. Void. What do you go do? They said about the case of the bench. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Once you hand beheter, put it on top of another bench. Could be there's no pitul klima chonoi, because anyway it's made to sit on here. Sit on here. What I did do, which I think I was wrong. What I did, I put crates of stone bowl crates one top of another, and I held up the bench, the table. So I don't think I was allowed to catch it. I'm not sure I was allowed to move it. I didn't move it. I just picked it up, which is moving it. And then put crates underneath. Three things, which I wish you don't tell me a good head to why it's mutter. Well, and maybe you have a baya mitzali again, a shem yitaka. It didn't break. The screws came out. It was again.
You had to stick something there to keep it from falling more.
You have to what we put there. Clee cannot be the clee, right? So again, I'll split the clee my cutting, it won't work. That's what Bonnie is saying. I'll split the clee, you'll have to learn a sigil, why it won't work. I'm not switching out. I'm leaving crates here. I'm not taking out and putting my wife's shekel there now.
So I just said.
What? Kosh Nishpa was, but you can't put a kli there, right? You can't put a vat a kli. Well, we'll look it up afterwards. The Maisa in the halacha of the gate is halacha. So we have again, you have a keyword in the case of a tanur. There are two term over here. One heter is, let's say, use it before during the week. If we see not machmit to fix it. The second heter is if you cannot fix it, if it broke or got lost over here, there's no exer shemi talk over here. Then with the first halacha, you sat upon it once during the week. Says the Mishmu again, the soid is no shemi talka. And therefore they point out, they get involved question, who has to sit there during the week? Let's say my kids use things that are broken, but I'm the bala boss. Does their yeshiva help for me? I'm the one that has to fix it. Argushtaki does not work. And yeshiva, or shul, the things break. Whose yeshiva helps for who? Who would help for who to fix things over here? The second over here, of things that are breaking over here, they get involved, let's say Uman can't fix it. They point out, no, loy chazal, if it's broken and lost over here, there will be a heter of no chash of shemi yitaka. Now, to stick inside this leg, says the Mos, also mitzad the sugya of boino. The simple reason is, mitzad the sugya of shemi yitaka. But let's say, says the Mishnah Berurah, that let's say it's a derech to be rafoi. That means you learn the sugya in Simon Shinyu Gimel Sevav, the rafoi, there's no issa boino mekalim, then the maaser will be mutter. That means you'll have to stick it inside. So Mishmur, you have to be very careful. The rafoi is mutter, but rafoi, for any rafoi, the maaser is also, depends on the mitzias, what exactly you're doing over here. Now, this halacha, the bialacha points out, the Magar Avraham says that it depends upon how you're putting in rafoi, any rafoi. If the person himself personally puts in rafoi, be mutter. Masha Enkin, he personally puts in rafoi, any rafoi, be also. So the Mishmur, why do you go after the person himself? Who should go after the Derech Ha'ilam? Sifi design is a case, we have bricks that are left over for a binyan, and Dov sent people pictures about this Indian. So the question over here is, what the halacha is? So since it's a situation that's made to be sit upon, if it's nichal and get of a kli, if it's mutter metaltal. Since the Mishabura wasn't mean to get of a kli, the mamish kli shemak better, if it's mutter, even the case of mechamel itself. The Mishabura does clarify, does it need a get of a machshava, if you have a machshava to sit upon or not? It means that machlik, the Eli Rabbah says, myself was books of machmas kufay, now it turned into mitzias of a kli, don't need a machshava. Mashenki and Tosfos Shammai says, but since it was Muksa Machmas Kufay, how did you change it? You need a Machshava over here. The Bialacha does point out that from the Pima Godim, that let's say a situation when you had this clear over here that's left over the binyan, and then it broke over here, has a Lacha like all Shiva Kalim. And therefore, Shiva Kalim aim a Lacha, the Maisa would not be Muksa. Now, it says the Mechaba, but let's say you take these leftover bricks and you pile them up on the side, they show that you want to use it for another building. And the Vadaloch is as no get of a kli. It's Muksa Machmas Kufay. The person cannot move it, even my Chamlet Zell, or even to our Kufa Mekhaimai, unless he comes to Miyachid it, with the Klom Negev, Sivkhof, and Sivkhof Beis. Sivyid Ches is a case where Muksa is a Mokhma of Hezek, dangerous for people. Now we point out we have two times this halacha, once in Sivkhof, once in Sivyid Ches. Over here is being Moisiv halacha, over there discussing Tiltu Muksa, here discussing you have a Kleitz and Shus Rabim. You have not only right to move the muksa, but also you can move it less than pachas medal amis. That means halacha and shabbos is negir ta'itzah. Carrying something 4 amis is even iser deraisa. Less than 4 amis is mutter. But less than 4 amis, over and over, 2 times or 3 times, is ma'aser osin drabonim. Here, that iser drabonim ma'aser will be mekel. But in the case of a karmelus, less than shishi riba yukadaimo, also will be mekel mitzad sugim hezek and makom rabu loygozu. Now this Indian that will come to be Mekel, come along the Magavram, brings on the Rivosh and says, but maybe something is very big, very nicker, and everyone clearly sees it and clearly defined, maybe a person has no head to move it, because why the Maisa should a person be Mekel, move Hezek over here? Maisa, there are those who want to argue the point, so Kosoif is dangerous over here, and therefore the Mishmur ends off with the Shulchan Atze Shittim, Markev Samishnah, that the person should do a Tiltum and Hatzad. Now the Locha lesson, this means you put it on the side over here, that means in a place that's not near the rabbin, then no one get damaged over here. Now, come along the Mishabun, brings down a chiddush from the Mogar Avram, and he says that this halacha is dafka, we did not break an Erev Shabbos. A broken Erev Shabbos, so take care of an Erev Shabbos, the fact that you didn't, you won't have this heter. Maisa El Rabbin disagrees, it's a circle, so if you have a chashash of hezek over here, therefore a personal maisa has a right to be mekel. Now, come along the Mishabun points out, then it seems to be more lax and more makel and sevav But the case of being metaltal muksa, in the case of less pox medal amis and caramelis, he says over this discussing a stama bias. I mean, the regular house does not have rabbim there. Is rabbim in case of 3 or 10. We do not have rabbim. Still mekel, because muksa is more lax. And the guy is of carrying, then we need a case of a real rabbim, real shasha rabbim, to mekel to metaltal less than dal amis, or in the case of caramelis. So if you test the case of a sulam, a ladder, basically there are three different ladders that are being discussed over here. There's a ladder made for the aliyah, for the attic. There's a ladder made for the shevich, the chicken coop. And the ladder that you have inside a person's house. The gates for the ladder that made for the attic over here, the aliyah over here. So the Beis Yosef machlokes among the Rishonim, what the loch is negiah to Shabbos. Is it miyuchud to a sigil of yontif, that Gemara in Bay wants to be machmer, or also in Shabbos to be machmer? Machabal Maisa passes the Lechumro and said the person cannot have this ladder that's made for Aliyah. That means basically in those days the roofs were not slanted, the roofs were straight over here, and they always had to clean up the roofs, otherwise they had all this garbage on top and the water would be stuck over there and the drainage will have a problem. So these ladders were connected to the roof. These ladders that were connected, the Loch is, says Machabal, is also metaltal from place to place. What is the reason? Says the Magavrom, since Alpi the Rabbim has no Torah's Kli, it's nechel to get out like Dalsa Bayis. It's the third time we see this concept over here that something Be'etzem is a Kli, but since the Oimel is Chaber, has the get out of not being a Kli over here, and Muxamach Maskufoi. Divot says the Mishnah Berurah, the Fee the Rambam, it's also even Tzara Kufoi Kaimoi. Again, this is all the Rambam Shito. The Rambam's idea over here that Dalsa Karko has a get out of Karko Gamma's a Kli. He also the Elisha Sulam has a gedder of karko, a gam has a loch of kli. It's also a tzarkuf mekoyma, it's only the chaber, it's only to be part of the karko over here. Now, the bialocha doesn't end off. The maestro is a machlokes showing them. The truth that the Rambam maestro wants to be machmer, when the Torah comes out, the gate to Shabbos to be mekel. He does end off with the grain shita with the Rashba that he wants to mechalik, whether the metaltal mokkal mokkal the maestro be mutter. Tilt of al be mutter, maestro enki mokkal mokkal the leal maestro be ulcer. And let's get to the case of the leah for the attic over here. It's not too common today. Let's say a ladder for a shayvach, for the case of a chicken coop over here. What comes out to go from one chicken coop to another one, you have a bayam to have a sugar of the nechol. Otherwise, says the mechaber, you write to metaltal. Mashenkin says the mishabur, your ladder that you have inside your house, that's made to go from place to place, avad, that's not muksa. It's not made to go to the roof over here. It's made to go from one place to another place over here. Avad, there's no problem over here. That means even if it's a big lattice of the Taz inside your house, the mice, there's no problem. Just to Messiah, what came out some of this sugyo is that we have different levels of mukso. Be clear, we have 7 different types of levels. We have something that's mukso, mach, meskufoi, loch is very simple, it's osir, legufoi, mechoimoi, mechamel, itzel. It's a rock. We have a second level which has the same malocha, mukso, mach, meskutor, and kiss. Same din, egamen is a kli. We have a third level of Kli Shemlach L'Issa that no Shemlach have had to quell. The Chorin would grapple with it, but it should come out from the Mishavu and Sevkotim L'Amadalad, the Maisa should be Mutter. We have a fourth level of Kli Shemlach L'Issa. The Loch is Mutter, so it's Guf Mekoymoy, it's also only Mecham L'Tzel. A fifth level is Kli Shemlach L'Heter. Mechava Paskin, there is no Heter, which is Shloy L'Tzar Klal. A sixth level is Kelim Magabai Shulchan. So Machlokes should the Gemara wants to be Mekel. The Rambam the Maisa says it's like Kli Heter and Shloit Tzar Klal. The Maisa is Osir. Then we have Eichlim and Kisvei Kodesh. The Maisa is not Muksa at all. It can be talked for any reason that you want. By an Adkan, this Chelik and the Tzloch Rabba, we just learned Yichud Muksa recently. We learned Simchat Yom Beis recently. It should be more fresh upon your mind. A Tzloch Rabba.